I know I shouldn't say this. I mean, it's a terrible idea for me to say this, but I need to say it to you. I've been thinking about you. Oh, God. I shouldn't be. I'm not supposed to be yet, but I haven't been able to stop thinking about you. I haven't been able to stop thinking about the way that you stand. I know it sounds crazy, but listen, the way that you hold your body, your arms, those hands of yours. I mean, you know, here we are in public getting coffee together, and I'm staring at your hands and thinking about how they've touched me, about feeling your fingers thread into my hair, and as you push me down, so your cock goes deeper in my throat. That's all I can think about. And sure, I'm making small talk. I'm having little conversations. Sure, how was your summer? Did you have a good blah, 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 blah? But it's not like I can't remember. It's not like the taste of you, the feel of you pressing against my lips, sliding into my mouth, those delicious sounds you make. God, how desperate you sound when I have you in my mouth. You make me feel like the most powerful woman on the planet. And I love it. It is amazing. But, you know, I... What can I say? I'll put on a little show. Be the good girl. While we're in public anyway. Pretend that I'm not thinking about stripping down to first my bra and then unhooking my bra to let my full, heavy breasts swing forward as I lean to take that delicious dripping cock of yours in my mouth again. And there's something so utterly delicious about having this innocuous conversation in public and knowing where our mouths have been, where our hands have been, where and how and when we have touched each other and wanted each other, how I've teased you, brought you to the edge and held you there, and teased and teased with the tip of my tongue, or just my thumb, rubbing against your cock. You remember, don't you? You haven't forgotten. I know it's been a while, but you haven't forgotten. You haven't forgotten what it's like to see me, to look down and see me looking up at you, to see me kneeled between your legs as you lean back, groan in pleasure. You know what I can do to that cock of yours. Don't pretend you've forgotten. No. Instead, while we're having this sweet, innocent conversation about your wife, or your business, or whatever, just be thinking about how I can make you hard. tease you for minutes, hours, and then make you leave frustrated and wait days before I touch you again, and how we both love it, how we both know that there's something to this waiting, this teasing, this neediness. I mean, we both know it's going to end with delicious orgasms, whether it's by our fingers. Oh God, your fingers inside me. Or if it's my tongue teasing you. Or if it's the feel of my pussy clamping around your cock as you fuck me. You remember that, don't you? How good it felt to slip inside me. Of course you do. Now, yes, of course, this coffee is delicious and this is such a lovely spot. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking about me and all of the delicious things I know how to do to you. All the ways I can torture you. I know what you're thinking. And I know what you want.